Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time for a weekly look at what's happening on our big and small screens. And I'm joined this week by Irish Times film correspondent Donald Clark and, entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo. Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Look, Donald, I know you probably want to talk about some Iranian indie film and Nouvelle Vague revival on Mubi or something.
How highbrow you think I am.
But I think what the people want to know about is Adam Sandler's You're So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Not anymore. Sorry to break it to you.
Oh, really?
Yes, I noticed in the notes you
after
said
people saw it. After people saw
it. No, I think it's 95. I think it's still been streaming.
Okay, so it's on Netflix now. I think Adam Sandler's becoming the king of Netflix. He understands what it's about, doesn't he?
He's a very smart guy. Smart guy. He's a good actor as well. I mean, it was great in Uncut Gems a few years back. And I think, Paul Thomas Anderson obviously directed him in Punch Drunk Love, 20 years ago. People recognize his talents. And this is really nice. It's a really nice family film. And I mean family film in the broadest sense in that, young people and adults can watch
The whole family can watch this together.
Without having to kind of clench your fists. You can watch it quite comfortably and have a very good time. Very much rooted, obviously, in Jewish culture in the United States. As many of his films have been, he's kind of, he connects with his culture in a number of his works. So I think it's a really pleasant. It's all there in the title. It's about, it stars a good whack of the Sandler family. His daughters are in it. It's a family operation.
He's like Brendan O'Carroll at this stage. Churning out this kind of entertaining stuff. They all look like they're having a good time.
It's very funny. It's really charming. There's nothing too shocking to it if you're watching it with the whole family. I had a very good time. I recommend it.
Okay, that's You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, and that's on Netflix now. So, Serena, is that Takeshi's Castle, which is a game show, is this good family viewing?
It's okay. Do you know what? I call this real hangover viewing. Sunday, you're just like, I just want to watch something ridiculous. And sometimes we do that. Japanese game shows are just hilarious because they always take it to the extreme. Did you guys have a series here called It's a Knockout?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so you enjoyed Donald?
Not so much in Cork. We didn't have the foreign channels.
That's right.
Then.
Dublin was much more in
the BBC-ish culture.
It was a British show, and that's where all the people were yelling at the radio. But yes,
it was just ridiculous. It was like it was set in a fun fair type place. So this is what this is. And of course, it's Japanese. And it's really funny. This was a hit in 1986. So they've brought it back on Japanese TV. But what Prime have done is that they've got Ramesh and Tom, two comedians, to actually do. When I read this, I just went, oh, okay, so what they're going to do is they're going to participate in it because it's, they take Takeshi's Castle. But no, they're sitting back. I feel like this is a goggle box for game shows. What they're doing is you don't see them on screen, but they just do the commentary.
Okay, so they've just taken the Japanese show and two funny blokes talking over it.
And they're doing VO, and that makes it even funnier. Because
Adam Sandler is kicking himself.
What they're doing is they're standing in for Eddie Waring. I'm saying those two words, and 10% of the audience go, oh, yes. And the rest of the 90% of young people are going, what the hell are you talking about? Who was a rugby league presenter who used to do the commentary on It's a Knockout 40 years ago.
What they're doing.
That's Takeshi's Castle, and that's on Prime, and I think it's coming on Wednesday.
On the 30th of August, yeah.
Okay. Donald, we'll keep you down to earth now. Starstruck. Mm-hmm. Which is it a rom sitcom, a sit rom com, rom sitcom?
It's
back for its third season on BBC Three, but we can get the first two on Netflix.
Yeah, this is a timely recommendation because the series, which broadcast, started in 2021, I think, so it sort of counts as kind of late pandemic success on BBC Three, arrived on Netflix a few weeks ago, the first and second series. And I liked it a lot. Many of us, I think, the last few decade or so bemoaned the death of the romantic comedy in cinema, which I think one of the greatest Hollywood forms was essentially destroyed by the industry's own addiction to patronising lowest common denominator versions of that form. So it's great to see it still survives, and this is a very lovely version of it.
And it's a smart version of it.
A very smart version, and by Rose Matafeo, the New Zealand comedian. I think that's revitalised the form, particularly its kind of screwball form, which as it was described in the 30s and 40s. She plays a New Zealand emigre in London, working in a cinema and also as a nanny, who has this one-night stand with a man who turns out to be an enormously famous movie star. So I suppose that's a little bit Notting Hill there, they're borrowing a little bit of that energy from Notting Hill. Great scene when she emerges after the first night and the paparazzi gather around and rush to take her photo. It's only the cleaning woman, don't worry. It's only the cleaning woman, don't worry. And she kind of waves and potters off back into her ordinary life. But what I think is terrific about it, they set themselves quite a difficult challenge in that for most of the episodes, they get together, something happens and they break up, and then you have to wait for the next episode to this whole process go through again and again and again, six times a series over just a half hour. That's a slight exaggeration, but that's the usual format for it. And they're brilliant in making that work and not feel repetitive and finding new ways of doing that. And also a great London series, set largely in Hackney, and makes great use of those locations.
Cool. Okay, that's Starstruck. So, 1 and 2 on Netflix now. It starts on BBC Three on tomorrow, Monday, if people want to set their boxes
third
for that.
Series
and then it'll be on BBC, another BC channel.
They don't always turn up on BBCs these days.
Tomorrow, if people want to set their boxes for season three. In the meantime, get going on 1 and 2 on Netflix. Serena, in the cinemas, Theatre Camp, which is a kind of a mockumentary style thing, it sounds like it could be fantastic.
It's so much fun. Donald and I were saying, do you know what's great about it? You go in from the beginning going, I already like this. It's original and it comes in at 93 minutes. So that alone, I'm already going in liking it. It's basically about a summer camp. Its founder has gone into hospital. It's now gone into the hands of the son. It's a floundering camp. So the son has to try and keep the camp going because there's people out there who want to take over. But the kids at the camp do not want to let that happen, and neither do the co-workers. I absolutely love this. It is so much fun. You are going to be watching, and I usually suggest, like, I don't go into a film knowing anything about it. I like to be surprised. But I suggest just IMDBing the cast, because you will sit there for the whole thing going, where's she from and where's he from? And there's cast from like The Bear and Mrs. Maisel and The Good Doctor. So it's so much fun, and it's so
worth going to the cinema for.
Oh, yeah. And it's laugh out loud funny.
Great.
Love
theatre
the two.
Camp.
Really liked it.
Yeah. Donald, The Blackening in cinemas, which you're describing as a decent enough comedy horror.
Sort of works. Yeah. I mean, if you've seen the posters, you'd probably have jumped to the conclusion that it's a variation on Scary Movie, which you may remember about 20 years ago, that series the Wayans brothers did, which were satirising horror films, particularly from an African-American perspective. And there's some of that in there, but it's also going for Jordan Peele scenario. It's also going for a Get Out. Trying something a bit clever about that, and that's when it works best. I mean, we won't go through the whole plot, but it's obviously very much structured around a classic generic horror movie plot. In the middle of which, they end up playing this obviously racist board game from some point, which emerged some point in the 50s or 60s, and they're asked a question about, because one thing you think about, it is a satire of what happens to black people in horror films. How are you going to get out of the fact that all the cast are black, and the main racist trope in horror films is the black person gets killed first? And they do it quite cunningly, actually.
So it sounds like they're actually doing tricky, they're dealing with tricky material.
They are, right? They draw this card, and they are asked by this anonymous killer, who's obviously somewhat based on the antagonist of Saw, that the most black character must select the most black character and he will go first, which starts this very interesting conversation about how black people perceive blackness,
light skin,
and both positive and negative incarnations of that, which is culturally black, which is not a conversation you or I could fairly take part
yeah.
in.
Okay.
That is best when it's doing that. Then it kind of slips into basically just being a dumb horror film, which is a shame because clearly the it was going somewhere more interesting up until it flounders in the first hour, but perfectly respectable attempt to do something quite difficult.
Okay. Serena, just quickly, for tennis fans, US Open starts on Monday.
Starts Monday. Now, this isn't my most exciting of the Grand Slams. Of course, obviously, the Australian Open, then Wimbledon, then the French for me, and then the US. But I was hoping that a free-to-air would have it, but no, Sky have all the exclusive rights. So if you want to watch the US Open, it's on Sky Sky Sports. There's 135 hours. What I will say is that they're covering everything. They're doing all the singles matches. They're doing they're even going as far as the juniors, the doubles, the wheelchair matches as well. So if you are a fan, you may want to, there's the Now package that you can get as well. So it's on Now or on Sky Sports.
Okay, so you can just buy for the week or whatever.
Yeah, so buy for a couple of weeks.
And look, there are people with 135 hours on their hands to watch tennis. It never ceases to amaze me.
But some people, tennis.
I don't have 135 hours to spare for it, but I know some people will not move for the duration. Donald, I've been told, as if I needed to be told, that you're very keen to talk about University Challenge, the new series of it running at the moment.
That's right.
With a new presenter, which I know is a seismic event changeover of University Challenge presenter.
That we changed James Bond about once a decade, don't we? We changed the presenter of University Challenge about once every 30 years. That you had the Gubrious Bamber Gascoigne going back to the 60s, the Brown Windsor Super presenters. And then you had Paxman, and now you've got Amal Rajan, who I was not entirely convinced of as a selection because he's slightly kind of laddish sort of persona on air. But he's been pretty good so far, I think. He's found kind of a calm way of dealing with the presenters that doesn't allow himself to interject pompously as both Paxman and Gascoigne did occasionally in the past. So I think he's done quite well so far.
Okay, well, listen, he'll be very glad to hear that he is getting your thumbs up. So it's BBC Two on Monday. So Donald's Rotten Tomatoes is giving a cautious thumbs up.
I'm giving a cautious thumbs up to the new
presenter. Okay. I think that's all we have time for, guys. Serena, I know you wanted to mention Tar is coming to Sky Cinema on
Friday.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it, you can check it out.
Do you know what? We sum up so many of the things we talk about in this section, but if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. We'll have you back again. Serena Bellissimo and Donald Clark, thank you both very much.